Welcome into the Michael Walsh Show. As always, I'm your host. Hey, listen, we got a great show for you today. I want to talk to you today about a topic that is something that has changed the lives of millions of people all over the world. I'm talking about modern day slavery. I got James Duvall here, great guy, was super involved pastor at Christ Fellowship. Now he's in a situation where he's still there, but he's also organizing and has organized for the last 3 years a hope ride all about the mission of raising more awareness for people that are literally enslaved all over the globe right now. You're not going to want to miss it today on The Michael Walsh Show. All right, so here we are, James. Let me just say first and foremost, thank you so much for taking a minute to join us.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for your passion behind the Hope Ride. It's, the last couple of years, you've really helped support what we're doing, and it's just an honor to kind of talk about what we're doing and really help raise awareness around this issue of human trafficking.
Yeah, so we got some really cool merch sitting here, by the way. James brought in. It's like, I got to get some merch for it. he brought it, so it was a good thing. But I want to talk about this. So let's kind of start out with, you know, the Hope Ride first, and then we'll digress. And I think I want to end the show a little bit with some of the things that are happening. And there's a lot of things going on out there you may not be aware of. Christine Kane's involved in this, if you've heard that name as well. So make sure you stay with us the whole show as you're either watching this on YouTube or social media or listening via podcast, wherever you're listening. So, James, let's start with the history here. I know you said to me about the Hope Ride and riding from Jacksonville to West Palm. And I said, You know, since I ride like 1 mile every 2 months, no, I'm kidding. Probably not a good idea. But anyways, at the end of the day, let's talk about what's the genesis behind this. What is it all about?
Yeah, several years ago, I guess it was around 2011, as a church, the church I work at, there was a vision cast for us to step into this territory of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And as a church, what could we do to make a difference in the lives of people who are enslaved around the world? And, the vision was huge. And as an individual, I was like, I'm not sure what I can do about it. But I had this crazy idea. I love cycling. I've been an avid cyclist for years. And I thought, man, what if I could do something with cycling and get a few friends and we could do something epic that we could raise some awareness and money around? And so I cast the idea out, and it took a couple of years to get going. But around 2014, we started working on our first endeavor to do our first Hope Ride. And we wanted it to be symbolic. And so we thought we had to do something that most people would maybe have a challenge doing. I mean, there's some cyclists out there that can ride hundreds of miles a day, but most people can't do, you know, a couple centuries back to back. And so we thought, well, why don't we go north? And we thought symbolically we could start at the old slave market in St. Augustine, where in the state of Florida, which is actually the third leading state in cases of human trafficking.
Wow.
We thought, what a great symbolic statement to start there and then ride down the east coast of Florida back to West Palm Beach. And I didn't know who would do it, but we ended up having 22 riders our first year doing it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we just kind of threw out this goal. It's like, what if we, you know, put a goal of raising some money? So we put a $50,000 goal of, like, what if we could raise $50,000 to contribute towards a fight of human trafficking?
Yeah.
And we actually, you know, surpassed that goal that year. And it was an amazing accomplishment for those riders and just an amazing event for us to kind of put this plan in action. And, you know, it was a lot of work the first year. We didn't have a large team to put together, so it was pretty tiring. So we thought, well, let's put it off a year and do it the next year. And, you know, 1 year became the next year, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And coming out of COVID, we're like, we have to kind of pick this back up. And so we, last year we did the ride again. We thought we needed to make it a little bit longer. So we went, 270 miles doesn't sound so good. So we said, let's go all the way to Jacksonville and make it a 300 mile ride. So we had about 24 riders last year that did Jacksonville to Daytona Beach on day one, and then Daytona Beach to Melbourne, Florida, day two, and then the last day to West Palm Beach from Melbourne, and raised just over $40,000.
Wow.
And so now we're looking for towards 2023 and excited about what's going to happen there.
Yeah, make it bigger. So let's go back real quick. I just want to talk, you know, you started out in St. Augustine at the slave, what did you call it?
It's called the Old Slave Market.
Tell us about that.
Well,
what is that about?
According to history, it's actually where, slaves were actually sold and traded. And now it's kind of a historic marker in St. Augustine. And it's right down in town, the old part of St. Augustine. So, you know, we just felt like we wanted to do something that connected the dot between what's happening now.
Right.
So what's maybe been in our history as even as a country. And, you know, now that we've changed it to Jacksonville, we still want to be the connection there. So we actually do it now on Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend.
Okay.
So, you know, the country's come a long ways since the days of slavery, but we still know that there's, you know, a fight for justice and a fight for equality and freedom. And so we want to still connect the dot to the history of the of our country and our fight for freedom, and but also just raise awareness of what's really
what's going on
here and around the world.
So let's talk about that real quick. So we got Christine Kane. If you're not familiar, A21.
Yeah,
They have they're in 14 countries.
14 countries.
17.
They have 19 offices 19 around offices. The world, and then they have what are called freedom centers that are really for people who are rescued out of human trafficking to help them get reestablished in the life.
So a lot of people have maybe now it's becoming more a little more common, but not as common. But I just kind of go right down to the roots of it all. When you think of human trafficking, right? A lot of people hear that and they don't. I don't think they really think about, or maybe they don't want to think about.
Yeah,
because they just want to live in their own bubble and do their own thing and not actually realize like la la la. You know, that doesn't exist in my world, but it actually does. And the only way that problems get solved is people actually get involved to problem solve. And so at the end of the day, when we take a look at that, somebody says human trafficking. If you were to say, hey, this is what's happening right now in the globe, what would that look like, James?
Well, first of all, define what human trafficking is.
Yeah.
It's any time for the recruitment and control and use of people outside of their control.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of times when we think about human trafficking, we're thinking about the sex trade or sex trafficking. And that's part of it. But the other form of human trafficking is actually labor trafficking. And so, you know, it's so current right now in the news. If you turn on the news and you hear about what's happening in the southern border, you're hearing about human trafficking more and more because people are being trafficked across the border, either for the sex trade or for labor trafficking. But it's any time that a human is forced to do something with their body that's out of their control. And when you think about the statistics today, there's actually more people today enslaved than ever in history. And we think it's something that's happening maybe in another country or another place, but the reality is it happens in every country around the world and in every state in the United States.
Do we have an idea of you know, what the numbers look like?
Yeah.
How do they get these estimations? Where does this all come from?
It's a $150 billion industry worldwide. And there's they estimate that there are 40.3 million people today that are enslaved in the world. And, you know, if you're
40,
aware...
Wait, say that again?
40.3 million people enslaved today in the world.
So I want you to think about this. We have, what, 370 million people in America?
Yeah.
We're talking about 11 to 12%. Think about this for a minute. 11 to 12% of almost the entire United States population. Just to put that into context, probably more than the entire city of New York.
Yeah. Another way to think about it is 5.4 out of every 1,000 people are enslaved.
Wow.
And you know, I think the thing that's helped me in this process, it's been an educational piece for me just to be aware of things we see and things that you may kind of go, oh, that looks a little odd with that guy and that girl or whatever. And just, it raises your awareness to things that that may have been hidden or you may not have been aware of. And so it's so prevalent. And if you watch the news, if you read the paper, you're going to see articles and stories of human trafficking houses being busted or raids taking place. Here in our own town, wherever town you live in, it's happening in every state, every city, every town in the country.
Wow. So when we talk about the Hope Ride, obviously it's to raise awareness. Let's talk about the dollars.
Yeah.
You know, follow the money. Everybody talks about that. Where does the money go? So let's let's kind of help people get comfortable with that for a minute, James. So you, somebody's in a situation where they watch this. Maybe you're watching this or listening to this and you're like, you know what? I love to ride. I love to cycle. I'd love to have a challenge. Well, obviously, James would love to have you join in the ride. But also, you might be in a place where you're like, you know what? I don't want to do that, but I would like to be involved in something that's beyond myself. I love what Dennis Waitley said once. His goal in life is to plant shade trees under which he will never sit.
Oh, wow.
And so when you think about that, that's what this life is really all about, is adding value to other people, ultimately sharing the truth of who Christ is, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, why these things occur, as we know, the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked.
Yeah.
Who can know it?
Yeah.
And so now somebody says, you know what? I get it. I want to be involved, and I want to be involved financially.
Yeah.
And they're involved in this Hope Ride. We're going to give you where you can go to do that in a minute. But before we get there, where do the dollars go?
Yeah. So we partner with A21, which you mentioned, which is one of the largest anti-human trafficking organizations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've been recognized by the United Nations. I mean, it's a legit organization. Mm-hmm. And they have three areas where all the money goes to. We're supporting one of those. So it's REACH, which is all about education. They do a lot around the world with advertising, billboards, raising awareness, curriculum in schools, assemblies to help just, again, like we're doing here, raise the awareness of human trafficking. Then there's the rescue effort, which is all about actually rescuing people out of human trafficking. It's partnering with police, law enforcement, with the legal areas, and funding things like the national hotline for human trafficking. And then the last part is the restore. And that's the piece of when somebody is actually rescued out, helping them with job placement, with life skills, some of the things that people haven't had because they've been enslaved, and helping them assimilate into society, getting them housing and so forth. So our initiative that we partner with A21 is on the rescue effort. We want to be about getting people out of human trafficking. So every dollar that's donated goes straight to A21, nonprofit organization. We don't touch the money personally. The only money that we touch from the ride is the registration. So what happens is a rider, they register for the ride. It's kind of a concierge ride. We take care of all their hotel, their food, and everything. And then we challenge each rider to raise.
They have their own page.
They have their own GoFundMe page that they can raise money. It goes, again, that goes straight to A21. So we don't touch it. That's how the funding actually works for the ride.
How it works. And you know, you may be listening to this and saying, okay, what is the purpose of raising awareness? Why don't we just spend all of our time and effort and energy on rescuing people? Well, I want you to think about it this way, you know, and I love this, you know, Truett Cathy wrote a book once called, I Would Rather Raise Boys Than Mend Men.
Yeah.
And really, what is that about? If you actually break that down and say, what is the 30,000 foot thinking around that philosophy? It's the idea of finding where the acid or the poison is actually coming into the water. We have so many challenges today. There's a lot of great nonprofits that are out there literally solving real problems today. But oftentimes the reason the problems continue to exist is because we got to go upstream and say, where is the acid coming into the water? The more awareness that's raised around this, James, I think it's important because now what's happening is people understand now this is a real thing. This isn't just something that I'm seeing out there. It's real. It exists. And then they know what to look for. And then even those that are potentially targets that could be trafficked, they're now becoming aware.
Yeah.
And so it causes the whole loop to close, which causes less rescue efforts down the road because less people become trafficked because people are aware. That's the goal of raising awareness. So as you're watching this, listen, I want you to share this with someone that needs to hear it. Share it with those that you know. Say, let's get the word out. We need your help with that. But I want to give you the last word. What is one or two things maybe that you might leave someone that's watching this, that's not aware of this? Obviously, they may just want to be a part of the ride. That's great. But what's one or two things that you would share with them that you feel is important on your journey of what you've come to understand?
You know, I think the awareness piece, and I can get emotional about this, but like I have two daughters. I have a 17-year-old and I have a 26-year-old. And when I first started understanding human trafficking, again, I think I was like most people that was like, oh, that's something that happens in another country or something that happens to those people. But when you think just from an awareness perspective, that if you have a child, a daughter today, it's so easy for the definition of human trafficking for your child to be manipulated or controlled in a way that is trafficking. You know, when you think about a boy at school asking your daughter to send some pictures of herself, and now he has those pictures and he can manipulate and control her to do things that she would never do. That's human trafficking.
Yeah.
So when you think about like it, I would just say this isn't something that just happens to, you know, to poor people in some poor country.
Yeah.
This happens here in your city, in your town, in your backyard.
Yeah.
And the thing that's that's reminding me is that we have to stop human trafficking because I don't want it to happen to my daughter, my son. I don't want it to happen to your daughter, your son. And so that's the passion behind this. It's more than just cycling. It's more than just, you know, doing this on an annual event. It's helping the riders and the community know that, hey, together we can make a difference. Mother Teresa once said that you can do some things, I can do some things, but together we can do great things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just said, you know, I know you ride motorcycles, but like you're not going to go cycle, you know, 300 miles over 3 days, but like your partnership with us together, we're able to do some great things. And people watching this may not be able to go cycling, but if they contribute or they even share this with other people, they're contributing together. We can do great.
So where do they go? Somebody wants to be involved financially. Yeah. Maybe they want to, maybe they're not going to ride. You, by the way, you could still, they will let you do a GoFundMe page, even if you don't ride, I promise.
Yeah, that's right.
So if they want to go be involved, what do they got to do?
Yeah. They go to HopeRideForFreedom.com.
Okay.
HopeRideForFreedom.com. And right at the top left corner, there's a place that says support. And you can make a donation there. You can also email us if you want more information about Hope Ride. There's all sorts of information about A21, their website and organization. And yeah, we'd love to have you come check it out.
So HopeRideForFreedom.com. James, listen, thank you for coming, sharing, joining, for your passion to organize, get this together, push people. Not easy sometimes, but worth it. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Michael.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So you heard it there. HopeRideForFreedom.com. Be about something beyond yourself. I mean, how many times have you gone and spent money on something that you wanted, that you were focused on, you know, me, myself, and I? You're listening to WIIFM. What's in it for me? I'm challenging you to think differently in life. Think about, what are you doing to actually help others that can't help themselves? What are we doing to change culture? Because it's not going to change by itself. We are here, you are here, with the print that you have on your finger. No one else has it, has ever had it, will ever have it. You're here on this planet for a reason, to be a part of the solution. So I want to challenge you to go to HopeRideForFreedom.com. I want to challenge you to share this show with somebody that needs to hear it. I want to challenge you to text this to somebody that needs to hear it, to watch it, and get involved. We got to get involved. That's how we change things. That's how we change culture. If you haven't noticed, we got some serious problems in our world today. And you may be living in a bubble right now and say, I want to be immune and don't want to hear about that. But I got to tell you, it's in our backyard. Why? Because you may not physically have it in your backyard, but it's in your backyard because you got a cell phone. You got kids with cell phones. You got grandkids with cell phones. The internet has changed the game. A lot to the positive, but a lot to the negative. And it's our responsibility to meet evil head on. So let's be intentional. Let's be about changing the future by being intentional with what you do right now. Hey, as always, my desire is to help you live on purpose so you can live with purpose. Be blessed. Share the show. Talk to you next time.